It's not too late to get in on regular NFL season action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires, and at checkout, choose Tire Rack Mobile Tire Installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, along with all the other resolutions that people make in the new year, many people will be on day two today of dry January and cutting out all alcohol for the month. But like other resolutions, do people put too much pressure on themselves sometimes to self-improve in at this time of the year and to complete things like Dry January? Saoirse Hanley, features writer for the Irish Independent, is refusing to give in to that pressure, and she joins us now. Saoirse, you're having none of it, the new year, new you stuff.
None of it. I'm over it. I've had enough.
I'm kind of glad to hear it, to be honest.
No, it's this time of year and it happens every single time. And I feel like each year I have something new in January that I have to think about. And I'm like, right, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. You know, like years ago, I gave up on the, you know, New Year January diet thing. I've, you know, given up on the drastic workout programs.
I know.
Like I've really, you know, and I think that this is another one now that I'm like, right, no, I want to face up to not doing it, really.
I think the problem with all those things is sort of the extreme nature of them. Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to go to a boot camp for the next 6 weeks. I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and be jogging on the spot for and doing burpees. You know what I mean? Like these are not sustainable things, or I'm going to practically starve myself because, yes, I did overindulge at Christmas, but now I'm going to yo-yo. There's something wrong to me in embracing changes that are unsustainable, extreme, and doing things that you kind of hate, if you know what I mean. I've never been tempted to do Dry January because I like a glass of wine, and I was thinking, well, I'm not going to not do that on a Friday night. Maybe I won't drink what I drank over Christmas, but I don't want to go to the other extreme either.
That's it. And I think that's kind of the crux of it, really, is facing up to what you, I think in an individual sense of looking at your own consumption of alcohol, maybe, yes, it's an absolutely valid idea to think, look at, like, you know, I suppose challenge yourself to think about what is alcohol giving or not giving to me. But there is kind of this, I almost feel like I've failed morally for having never done Dry January, as if I wouldn't be able. But it's more so that I just wouldn't really want to.
Yeah, I totally agree that I wouldn't really want to either. But there are people, and by the way, I'm not knocking what anyone else is doing, because I think if you choose to do Dry January, as I was saying to Shane earlier, you know, it probably is a response to wet December or wet November. So it's not the worst thing to do, but I just think it's the all or nothing, the one extreme to the other, that kind of wild swing between excess and abstinence. There's something in that doesn't sit right with me. I also hate the punitive thing of January is already miserable enough.
It's dark and it's cold.
It's cold,
we all need
dark.
Whatever small vices we can get.
Yes. Is this not the exact time when you need a big hearty stew and a pint of Guinness or whatever your tipple is, a little bit?
That's it. And I think like that's kind of a lot of it as well, is looking at, like, if you do go for an all or nothing approach, you're just always, but no matter what it is, you're setting yourself up to fail in some way. And then you feel worse again for not only not being able to do the thing that you set out to do, but also this feeling of not having been, I suppose, good enough to do whatever it is that you've set out to do. And there's nothing wrong with a challenge. Like, I do think that setting yourself a challenge or thinking about what you want to do in an ambitious way, that's not a bad thing. But I think just sometimes there's a lot of pressure to to be doing that or to be seen to be doing that. And then sometimes you just have to step back and be like, well, do I actually want to do that? And why would I be doing that? And like I say, you know, there's obviously people that could really benefit from that. But if you have a healthy enough approach to your drinking, then, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with the odd Guinness.
And I like what you're saying, the pressure to be doing that. But you also said something quite interesting. You said the pressure to be seen to be doing that. That's a bit of it too, isn't it? This kind of performative, I don't know, like, you know, it's like if a tree falls in a forest, does anything really exist unless it's on social media?
Exactly. And I suppose we see it all the time with, like, you know, you'll open Instagram over the next week or two and it's like people up before they start work out for their run or they're doing whatever. And I say this, like, I signed up to a gym 2 days ago, like I'm still doing something, but I did move to a new area. So I'm just looking for a new one, I swear. But, you know, it is that thing of we'll open TikTok now or something and everybody is self-improving. And if you're not, it can be hard to feel like keeping
Listen,
up.
Listen, Saoirse, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm all about self-acceptance, not self-improvement. Thank you very much for joining us. Enjoy your moderately damp January. We salute you in all that you do. That is Saoirse Hanley, their features writer for the Irish Independent. That must make you feel better, Shane.
It does. Makes me feel a lot better after my
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Skip the waiting room. TireRack.com now offers convenient mobile tire installation in select areas. Simply shop TireRack.com for your next set of tires and at checkout choose Tire Rack mobile tire installation. An expertly trained technician will arrive with your tires and install them on site, at home, at the office, wherever you are. You'll spend less time waiting and more time doing the things you enjoy. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.